Tachon inside the Alam Vase, about four lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah said that Gedelus, Kechelus, and Perkesus, Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev Chatos. Some say it's only Drabonon. Gedelus is a person, woman who braids her hair. Kechelus is she puts on a mascara around her eyes. And Perkesus, Rashi brings two pshatim in Perkesus. One is that she's combing out of her hair, or she's, or either with a comb or with her hands. One pshat is that she's putting on a type of a dough onto her face, which when you take it off, it causes the skin to get a reddish color. And she's doing that for the purpose of beautifying herself to look, have this reddish color in her skin. Some more says Gedelus. Kuchelus Perkesis Mishumai Mechaiva. So Rav Lesser says it's Chayiv. What exactly, which one of the Lama Tes Malachas is it? So Amar Rabbi Oven, Amar Rabbi Yossi Berpanina, Gedelus Mishum Eregis. So braiding is a form of weaving. So it's Chayiv because of Ereg. Kuchelus, putting on the onto her face, this coloring on her face, is Mishum Kesevis. It's a form of writing. Pekesis is Mishum Tova. Pekesis, the problem is that it's making threads. So either by when she straightens out her hair, it's like she's pulling out threads of her hair, like making threads. And or if you learn the pshat was that they would put this dough on her face, Rashi says that they would make the dough into long strands. So this is what Rabbi Oben said the name of Rishon Chanina. So Amar Rabbanan Kamed Rabbi Vo. So the Talmidim said over this pshat by Rabbi Vo, and he said back, Vechiderech Ariga Bekach, Mechiderach Kesiva Bekach, Mechiderach Tviya Bekach. These things are not your normal act of Ariga, Kesiva, etc. So it would not be Chayiv. Even if that's what it is, it's being done at Kalach Yad in a way which is not normal. Ella Amar Rabbi Avo, Lididi, Mefarshi Limi Neidr, Rabbi Yosef B'Chanino. So Rabbi Avo says, I have a Masoro, which has explained to me that from Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that Kuchelis Mishum Tzivas, that Kuchelis is not Kersevis, but it is some form of dyeing something, of putting on a color to something. Okay, so that makes sense. And Gedelus Uperkesis, braiding and Perkesis, which was doing some actions to change, to let's say to comb out her hair, straighten out her hair, etc. Mishum Bona. You're being Bona the person, you're fixing up the person. The top of Sadi Hei Oman Aleph. Sadi Hei Oman Aleph. And the Mor says, I don't understand what you gained, but that's not normal. Bibona. So tzivas, I understand, you're taking the skin and you're coloring it. That's it's not so much different than dyeing the hides. You know, you would do that. But where's the derech binyan? She says, yes, you find the concept of binyan applying to the person's body. Kedorish Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Even Hashem alakim es atzela. The Bereshim took the tzela, the side of the Adamarishans that he took off, and made into the Isha. It uses the language of, but even Hashem built it. And so Chazal Darshan, that this building was Melamed Shekila, Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chava, Hashem did an act of being Mekaleah her, and Revia Eitzel Adam, Shekein Mekarche Hayam, current Lekal Isa Benisa. So, hinted in the word of Ayivan, Hashem took the tzela, made it into a whole isha. So he built it up into an isha. But it uses the word Ayivan, and you find in a certain area that the word binyan or benisa is referring to the act of kilisa, which is like braiding. Hashem Baruch Hu took Chava and made her, he prettied her up, and he delivered her to Adam, brought her to Adam in a state of being well groomed. So these actions of grooming go into the act of binyan of the body. Okay. They're good things, but they should, on Shabbos, it was yes, it says you chayv achatas for doing it, because it's bona. The Chama says it's a bona. Okay, Tanya, Yerushim ben Elozer Omer, Gerdelis, Kacheles, Upekeses, La'atzma, Petura, L'chaberta, Chayevis. These actions, if they do it to themselves, they're not well done. If they do it to somebody else, it's done better. So, even if you tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that it's going to be Chai V'Chatos, that's only going to be Chai V'Chatos when it's done to somebody else, when they do it to somebody else. V'chein ha'yir Rav Shimon Elazar, v'chein ha'yir Rav Eliezer says, another halacha Rav Shimon Elazar said, not about that point, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, a woman should not put this type of a rouge. She can't put on rouge. It's also a form of tzivas, of coloring her. It's considered coloring. It was. The kachelis was considered tzivas. The top of the page, Sadi Hey Manal. Oh. Yeah. The Sirashi. On Sadi Dalam and Bay's, right, the last narrow line, two lines at the bottom. Mishim Kusevis, Shemalicha Machol Sabiv Ayin. So you take the mascara applicator around the eye. Like you, your person moves the kumas around to create the letter. And then he said, Tava. So, Pekesis is Tava. Shemasakena Sarah Ben Itzbaseh, who pushtosa kishahu nichrach. So you straighten out the hairs, and whenever they get, there's hairs which get tied together, so you straighten out the hairs. So it's a form of making threads. Veloshen Hashani, according to the version of the Mishnah, that Pekesis was putting on a dough on the face. So where is Tova? Where is Tova, which is spinning thread, in making dough? Because Habotze Kimin Chutim, they would do is they make strands of the dough to be able to go into different parts of the face. So you're making strands. So the verse says it's not there of Tviya Bekach. So the Mora says, La'atzma patur is a krashi. Sheni yachal libnis yafa, you can't build it well. Bein derach binyan ela isha l'chavertach sharoya ba'oisa. When one woman does for another person, they can have much better view of what they're doing, and that's considered normal. V'chein milsachwita de Shabbos, the Surah, another halach of Shabbos, which is a problem, is srak tseva odem hu, it's a red type of a dye, abo mekonim shakarin tipunites, which comes from some type of a reed. Okay. The more is going to bring a machlok is a tiner of Eliezer and the chachamim, Not connected to our mission at all, but it's another machlokas of malachas, the Gabi Shabbos, between the two of them, so the Mor brings it over here. Tan Rabbanan. Back in the Gemara, Hacholev, a person milks a cow, or milks an animal. Mechabetz, Rashi says, was that they would, when they were letting the making the, in the cheese making process, so you would put your rennet into the milk, and that would cause it to start to coagulate, and you would want the whey to drain away, so they would, they had a kli, which was had holes in it, and you would put the mass in there and let the whey drain away. And then the cheese, making the cheese process, which is afterwards you would then crush it together, make it the cheese, etc. Kigurgis, the shira kigurgis. Hamachabed, person who sweeps the house. Ramarabed, the person puts down, they had dirt floors, so there was dust in the air. So you put down a little bit of water to keep the dust down. So it would get a little bit wet, it would stay in the ground, as opposed to getting up into the air. It's called being marabitzit. A reyder chalas tavash, person takes out the combs, the honeycombs from the where they're attached on Shabbos in the hive. So shagig b'Shabbos is chayv katas. Person does it on Shabbos b'shagig b'chayv katas. His it be yomtiv is loyker arboyim, and yomtiv be chayiv 40 malchus. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, chamim emrim echad ze bechad ze ina ele mishum shavus. These are all the rabbanans. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Gurya ikla l'Nehardoa. Rav Nachman bar Gurya arrived in the city of Nehardoa. Bo minei, they asked him a question. Chaylev mishum mai mechayiv. What is the malach of, what's the isra of chaylev? What Avera is it? So he said, "I'm a lohumishim chaylev. It's the malach of chaylev, milking. Mechabetz mishumay mechayev. I'm a lohumishim mechabetz. Megaven mishumay mechayev. I'm a lohumishim megaven." So they didn't like the answer too much. Amrulei. So they said to him, "Rabcha was your teacher, kotzel kani ba'agmahav." He was a fellow who used to chop down reeds out in the marsh. I mean, what did he teach you? You know, that's a teacher. He says, "What's the avera?" Well, that's the avera. You know, like, but why is what? What's the lama tesis malach is chaylev? So Moore says, "Also shalom be mitrasha." So he went and asked in the base of medrash. He went to find out. He wasn't sure. So they tell them, Amrle Chalev Chayev Mishum Mefarik. The Malach of Chalev goes under the category of Mefarik. When the stalks grow, the kernels of wheat, so you have to break off the kernels of wheat from the stalk. And that's the act of being Mefarik then. So that's the Malach of Dosh. So Chalev is that you have the milk also being attached to that part of the body, and you're squeezing it out, you're breaking it off from where it's attached to get it, the food to be usable. So that goes under the same type of category as the malacha of dosh, which is breaking the kernel off of the stalk to get the usable kernel. So it goes under the malacha of mefarik. Mechabetz is chai mashum barer. So when you put this mass and you let the whey drain away, so that's the form of barer. You're separating out the two items. And megaven is chai mashum bone. So and the Rambam explains, because the malacha of bone is that when you take bricks and you make a wall, that's called bone. So you're taking the pieces over here of, and you're pressing them together to make one unit. That's malacha bona. You're taking the pieces together, you're making one unit, the malacha of bona. So megaven, making the cheese, taking the mass and then pressing it together to become one big cheese, is a form of bona. Okay. So now, apparently, mechaven and merabetz, we understood what the issue was. The mechaven and merabetz, the issue is, the floor now is more usable, so that's a form of bonet. When you are mechabed it, when you sweep it, so there are any little depressions, etc. So you're flattening out the depressions, and then any little hillocks in the floor. So as you sweep, you're going to straighten that, make them more flat. So it's more usable. So we had that idea before. If you fill up a hole, that makes it to form a bona in the house because now the floor is more usable. And Merabitz is goes along the same lines. Now what about Reda Chalas? What really is, the Morsel hasn't really addressed it. Mechabit, Merabitz, Reda Chalas, Dvash, Shagab, Shabbos, Chayv, Chathas. He's beyond to look at it, but I mean, the verbal Yezer. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar is an Amara. My time with Rabbi Elazar, what's Shatner Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, the Chsiv. So the question is going on, Reda Chalas Dvash, so what Malacha is that? He says, well, it says, Vayitbol Oysa, B'yaris HaDvash, so, and he dipped it into the Yaris HaDvash. So Dvash is the honey. What's a forest of honey? Yaris HaDvash. Chimayin Yar Eitzel Dvash. What's the connection between a forest and honey? Alor Melcho. So we understand from this passage, it's telling you the following. Ma Yar HaTelesh Mimeno B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatas. Just like in the forest, a person takes something off of the tree. It's a malacha of tolesh, of kotzer, of chalas dvash. So this is where it grew. So harodah mimena b'shabbos is chayiv chatas. So if it's taking it off from the place where it grew, even though it didn't grow out of the ground, but the pasuk is indicating to you that this is. The significance of the place where it developed is equivalent to the malach of kotzer. Okay. A memer shari zilcha b'mechusa. A memer allowed putting out in the city of Mechusa. He allowed the people to put a little bit of water down on the floor to keep the dust down, and Rashi says that their floors were made out of stone, not out of dirt, but there's still dust which develops, but it's not considered, in that situation it's not considered bona, if it's a dirt floor, and you put a little bit of water down, it helps you to straighten out the floor. Over here the floor is fine, it's not really doing anything, it's not changing the floor, just cleaning it, so that's not a problem. Umar, he said, time am I, Umar, he said, time my Amar Rabbanan, why does Chazal say that it's Osir? It's the Osir Lashmiya Gumas. By putting out down the water, you're going to flatten out the you're going to fill up the depressions and flatten out the higher parts. You're going to make a flatter floor. But Hacha like a Gumas, over here there's no depressions in the floor. The floor is made out of stone. So you're just cleaning it. Okay, now, Rabba Tesfor. Ashachela Ravina. So Rabbi Tosfo, just give a little bit of historical background about Rabbi Tosfo. So you've heard that about that after the Gemara is completed, you have the Amoroyim, then there's the period of time which is known as the Ga'onim. So the yeshivas continued, and basically it was the same yeshivas, but the Gemara had been redacted. But the yeshivas continued, and the leaders of the yeshivas were called, referred to as the Goyim, and that basically, they were the, still, in Bavel was the main repository of Torah for Klal Yisrael for the next 500 years. Any tikkun which is enacted by the Goyim applied to all of Klal Yisrael, because they were the main, the central Torah authority was still in Bavel. About the year 1000 of the Common Era, a little bit after that. Rav Hai and Rav Shira were the last two. Rav Hai and Rav Shira going were the last two going. There's Torah centers which developed outside of there, which started becoming significant Torah centers, and there was some decline over there. The reason why they were so successful is because the persecutions were minimal. The persecutions were minimal, so that eventually that starts, things start to change when it comes to that in the history of Klal Yisrael. Between the period of the Amoroyim and the Gaonim, there was the first four generations of the Gaonim, of the leaders of the were called the Rabbanan Savaroy, Rabbanus Baroi were Ga'onim which had permission to add it to the Gemara. The Gemara's been redacted. They had permission to add it to the Gemara, but they did not add any halachic parts. They added explanations. In other words, they couldn't create new halachas. They could explain old ones. It's referred to as Rabbanon Savaroi, the Rabbanon which explained things, Lashon of Svaro, explaining. So Rabbi Tosfos was the first generation of Rabbanon Savaroi. He was a Talmud of Ravina. And he was called Rabbi Tosfos because he added into the Shas. He was Mosif, he added in. So his name was Rabbi Tosfos. Back there to Israel.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people came, but why didn't the scholars come too?
They're always, not everybody came. Many of the scholars did come. And but there always was yeshiva in Bavel from the beginning of the, from Golis Bavel onwards. I mean, when they closed down Iraq, which is Bavel, the yeshivas which are there, those yeshivas had been in existence for 2,800 years. In 48, when they closed down the yeshivas in Iraq, the Arabs, they destroyed the institution, was almost 3,000 years old. So Rabbi Tosfos was a Talmud of Ravina. Ravina and Ravashi were Sof Harah. They were the last generation which allowed to make halachic decisions. I mean, obviously, they made the halachic decisions also. The halachic decisions as Gemara, as Shas. So Rabbi Tosfos, Asher Chel Ravina, he found this Rebbe. The Komitzar Mehavla, that there was dust in the air of his house, and it was irritating him, and he wasn't doing anything about it. Some people say that the story took place with Mark Shisha Berei de Rava Ashkel Rav Ashi, the Komitzar Mehavlo. So the same generation, the Talmud of Rav Ashi, his name is Mark Shisha Berei de Rava, that he's Mitzar Mehavlo. He was the dust was irritating him. The Amrle Lo Sover Lamar, doesn't the Rebbe hold Lahoda Tanya Haritzel Rabbis It's Beis B'Shabbes, so that if you want to. They had a dirt floor, so now you had a problem. So you can't put the water down to keep the dust down because there's a dirt floor. But he asked them, "What about the following brisa?" The Sover Lamar, doesn't the Rebbe agree with the following thought? The Hoda Tanya, the right to the Rabbis is based on the Rabbis. A person wants to water down the dust, keep it down the dust in Shabbos. So what you're allowed to do is, so again. It's we're concerned a person might come to be mashra gumas, that the water will straighten out, flatten out the depressions. So it wasn't your intent. So if you go intentionally for that purpose, it's awesome. If you do something else and then happens, it'll be the Rashani Miskavin, it's going to be mutter. So maybe a Rebbe Malaya Maim, you bring a large bowl, a kneading trough full of water. When you wash your face, so put some water in your face. Well, some of the water is going to fall onto the ground. What? There's no time in this mutter. So you'll wash your face over here in the corner. And so if some water falls down, then yada bezavizu, wash your hands in a different corner. Then and Ragla Bazabazu, the Mimsa Habayas, Misrabits Me'elov, and the house will, by doing that, you put a little bit of water there, a little bit of water there, and that's going to keep the dust down. Amalei Labat the Toy, you know what, you're right, I do agree with that, I hadn't thought of it. Tana Isha Chachama Mirabetzis Beisib Shabbos. So, Rashi says that a smart woman has a way to keep the dust down on Shabbos. Rashi says, they would wash the dishes, so you'd wash the dishes with a little bit extra water, and you wouldn't be careful with where the water falls, and it would help keep it down. The Moor says, even if you actually do merabits directly, your goal, your purpose isn't to be mashal the gumas. Your goal is to keep the dust down. And Shimon says, "Dar shenim is kamen as mutter." So as long as it's not a psik reisha that you're going to be mashal gumas, it'll be mutter. So even you're allowed to even go, you're allowed to go according to Shimon, intentionally to put the water down to keep the dust down, and if it causes some of the gumas to get straightened out, that's Rosh Hashanah's din. Rosh Hashanah's kavan is mutter. So you're allowed to go even the chatchil, even specifically for the purpose of putting down the keeping down the dust, and that's still mutter. Zok Rashi. Oh, here it's not for secretion. That's why it's mutter. Right. So this points out, it had been a situation where it's a psik reisha, so obviously it'd be usur. Right, so over there it's a psik reisha that you're watering it. Over here, watering is not the problem. The problem is flattening out. There's which, you know, so that's not... Right. Say what? Well, flattening out would either be burned in the house or be in the field that's chorish. It makes it easier to work. But just because the water's on the ground doesn't necessarily mean it's going to automatically definitely flatten it out. And they didn't put a large amount of water. They didn't want mud on their floor. They just put a little bit, you know. The Krashe Mechabetz. What's Mechabetz? The third line, the end of the third line on top. Mahamid HaCholav Bekeva. You would put the... First, what Rashi says that you would put the... The way they would make cheese was they would either take this, so rennet, they used animal rennet, so they would take, either you would put the milk into the stomach of the animal, which has rennet in it, to cause it to coagulate, or you would cut a piece of the skin of the stomach off and stick it into the milk. So it had, there was rennet in the skin, so that would cause the milk to start to coagulate. You're not cooking it. It's cold. Yeah. But the more discusses it, by the way. I shouldn't dismiss it that easily. It's a whole discussion. Why isn't it Basar B'Cholav? But the issue which it raises is because we know that normally there's a bit, the shear is the bit, there's a bittel. They would do with a large amount, so there's a shear bittel. But even though there's a shear bittel, there's a concept called maimid. So if I use a agent which holds all things together, the same way if I use something which is made for flavoring, so it's not in bittel because the flavor is there. So you can taste it. So the halacha is the same thing which by a davar ha-maimid, something which holds it together, so its action is visible in the whole item. So even if it's more than shir shishim, or less than shir shishim, its action is visible, so why isn't it maimed? That's where the. You can't go to chaskil to be mevatel something. You can adding something to mevatel something to different things, right? I can't go to chaskil for the purpose of making it bottle. If my intention is X and the result is that it's bottle, that's not a problem. That's not a problem okay. That's the pshat. Velinir is a grash. I think the pshat is mechavetz oisuk kemin kli gemi. They made a kli out of gemi, which is like a rubber type of a reed, which expands. Expands a type of a reed. You make it like a basket. Menosin hakafui b'soich. You would take the milk, which already is congealing, into the kli. Me'acholav shein nisyovi. And the whey is noitvin would drip off. Veloizina said they refer to it in the French, the old French is an kaitch. Yeah, I don't know, your cottage cheese, I don't know. Okay, anyway. A mechabit is a bayi, is a person who sweeps the floor. A merabit b'mayim laharbit is a obek shal yala. He puts down water to keep the dust down. It's chayv chattis. So all these things are chayv chattis. Kamei Meforish, time of the Reudachalus Dabash, the more explains that Reudachalus Dabash is Chayv Mishum Tolesh. It's a form of Kotsir. And Mechabit and Merabit is Mishum Bona. They're forms of Bona of the Bais. Chomes Echad Tev, Echad Tev, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov, whether it's on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's only Mishum Shavuos. It's the Rabbanon. Dilma Kikonis Lei, Nismalon Hagumas, Shebebayis, Me'alein, Behavi Binyan. It's not an act of bona directly. It says, but when you sweep together all of the dust, so, you know, meanwhile, when you're sweeping, you might end up putting it in a spot where there was a depression. So that's, they were going to do that. That's the initial rabbanon. You might come to do that. So they told him, your Rebbe is kotel konim be'agma. Chote konim in agam. He chops down reeds from the marsh. Haba lo yodel lefarish mishnah. He can't explain a mishnah. A braisa, like what? Chole v'schai because of cholev. Okay. There's a phrase in they use it actually in Yiddish. He's nishken katlakanya. He's not a katlakani. It's basically, it comes from this. You ever heard that phrase? It's not a katlakanya. Katlakanya means he's a reed chopper. He's not a reed chopper. You know, somebody knows what he's talking about. He's not a nobody, right? So katlakanya. The phrase comes from this Gemara. That's where it comes from. What? Okay, that's what they're talking about. Okay, mafarik. K'may mafarik masi. Said the person. The word mafarik means to unload a burden, but over here means shaparik oichol. You detach the food mimakam sheniskasa by where it is held within. So it's an act of breaking it off. Bahavi told us dosh, and therefore it goes under the category of dosh. Okay, which is breaking off the kernel from the stalk. So all the malachas of schita, squeezing out liquids from the grapes. It's like the liquid of the grape is inside of the grape, and you're breaking it out. You're taking it out from where it's attached to be able to use it. So that's the malacha. It all goes under the broad category of dosh. You want the thought right? Schita, what you don't want, what you're breaking out. So there's another type of sita which goes under the malach of malaben. You squeeze out liquid out of a garment. You're cleaning out the garment. You're taking out dirt with it as it goes. But you don't need the liquid. And the fruit, there's no cleaning. The problem is, so the person squeezes out grapes or olives or those type of things. That all goes under dosh. So mcharlev also goes under dosh. Now the east army rushes into the second shot that the malach over here is told at the kotzer. Some people say that it goes under kotzer, which is cutting it off from its where it's where Rashi's Walohi. It's not correct. The Lab Mechubar, the case of it wasn't attached to the ground, right? So you know the milk is not attached to anything at this point in time. To the ground, I mean, it's attached to the person, but not to the ground. Rashi says, but these things, but even inside of the animal, we don't look at it as attached. Elapakid ba'akir, it's not. That even if you tell me that you look at the animal as like a growing item, it's like it's like karka, but kotzer means that it has to be attached in the sense that it's still growing. The milk is independent, separate already. It's just inside, which has to be taken out. V'koy batinei hadad, and it's in the I'm not sure exactly what the atinei hadad are. The dad is the udder, the I'm not sure what the word atini means, but it's the milk is sitting there and it has to be taken out, but it's not growing at this point in time. The milk is not attached. It's not ketua bakasha, like the kernels on their straw. Loshim mafarik nami loshach lemeir elo loshim tolish, and it hadn't meant that the word would have been tolish, not mafarik. Mafarik is to, so you picture mafarik unloading a burden, so it's on the animal and you're unloading it, so it's some level of attachment. It's not growing from there. That's not the point. So the case of when you mechavetz, which Rashi said was you're draining out the whey, so you're taking the oichel from the psalus. But so Rashi, I'm not sure why Rashi does it. It's a sugya later on. When a person puts something through a strainer, is that called taking the oichel from the pselus or the pselus from the oichel? That's machlokes later on in the Gemara. obviously, you want the oichel, not the psarlus. Right? You want the oichel means the food, part psarlus is not the part you don't want. That's. I understand, but so then that's the oichel, that's the psarlus.
Right.
Whatever you want, the scar is called psarlus. I understand, my point is, but over here the point was I want the cheese and I don't want the whey, but I put it into the strainer. So what is that called, an act of taking the oichel from the psarlus or the psarlus from the oichel? That's my question. Which direction are you going?
Yeah, but didn't we learn that something you squeeze out for something
more valuable, what you have, like for olive oil or grape juice,
that's more valuable
than
what's left behind?
Again, I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm just saying the act of straining is not clear which, how does halacha construe it? What are you taking from what? I'm not saying which one you want. I don't know which one you want. You want this. It's separate the two, but is this called taking this from this?
Right.
It means this is where it is, and you're pulling this away. Or it's this is staying put, and you're pulling this away. Which way do you define it? That's what halacha is the Gemara. It's not a secret. You're doing it intentionally. That's your intent. Your intent is to separate it, is to do barer. You want to get the way out, away from the cheese, and use the cheese. Yeah, but I mean, that's the malacha. The malacha, that's the process how it's done. So I know what Rashi, you know, so Rashi's telling you we look at the act of straining it as we're taking the top from the bottom. But that I don't know why Rashi has to. It's still osur anyway, because it's done with a kli. Okay, zilcha. Is the rabbi Tobias, they would put water down to put the dust down. Now Rashi says this is only mutter to do this if the whole city was floored. In other words, his point was the gzera doesn't apply. Well, in the city where some houses are this way, some houses are that way, the gzera still does apply. It's not my house is different. It's the whole city is different. So that they didn't make the gzera when the whole city didn't apply. That's how it's passing the halacha. It's negeya. Not by merabeitz, because merabeitz, the Morse says, is mutter, but mechabed, which is the sweeping, that's considered psikreisha. If you have a dirt floor, sweeping the floor, you're going to be mashagumas. That's psikreisha, that's also. But it's mutter if the whole city is ritzis avona. The reason why we sweep our floors is because all our floors are, we have covering on our floors. But a city which would be half and half would be also for anybody to do it. The dust was going up and making this hevel, this heavy air. So he said, "Well, you have an eitzah." So the Rashi says, "I didn't remember that price." Rabbeim said the pshat more love the toy means loisirli. I do not agree with it. Rashi seems to learn the main pshat is that I do agree with it. But I just didn't remember it. Somebody who's smart and knows what she's doing. She's Rebetz's base, so she has a way to heat down the dust. By Rechetz's Kitonios Bizavizu, Bekurses Bizavizu, she'll wash out the various different utensils for the meal. Containers are larger, containers, curses are smaller, or cups. In different corners, Jerushimin, the Dorbashim Mitzkaban is Mutter. And therefore, even directly, is mutter. I mean, Rabbis Eino Miskaven LaHadvik Ofer Begumas. His intention isn't to put the dirt into the holes. LaHash is a bias in the flat in the house. El Shlo Yala Ovik. His intention is just to stop the dust from going up in the air. So that's mutter. It's not a psik ratio. I guess you know the anything which would create, in regards to this halacha, anything which would create an imperfection on the floor would bother you. They were considered bona by fixing it. No, I don't mean bother you like aesthetically. I'm talking about bother you physically. You know, so it's a little. So that's a problem already, even a minimal amount, because any minimal amount eventually is going to expand. Hatalish me otzitz nokuv. Is that the Mishnah? A person who detaches, you have a flower pot, you know, earthenware container, and you have something growing in it, And this otzitz has a hole in the bottom, so besides the, it's in some way considered attached to the ground. So even though it's growing in the flower pot, not in the ground, but since there's an opening between that, so there's transfer of nutrients from the ground into the pot, and therefore into the plants. The person takes off pulls off an item from the plant which is growing in the otzitz. No, give us chai. If it's not, it has no holes, then it's not considered part of the ground, so it's all in Durabonim. Rishimen Potter Bezeh. Bezeh, Rishimen says, well, either case, you're Potter. The grass, you tell us, Motter's Nokuv, Chayiv. The Havi Kimachubra is considered like it's attached to the, that this item is attached to the ground. The Yonik Minar Karka, Ayyadan Nekiv, it's taking nutrients out of the ground through the hole. It's able to take out from the smell, literally, of the moisture of the ground. Even if the nekev is not on the bottom, the nekev is on the side. It's still able to pull in nutrients, and actually the halacha says that if the dirt goes over the top of the thing, even though there's no direct contact, it's still able to pull out nutrients out of the ground. And that's how halacha looks at it. I do not know how it works, but you know, I don't think so, unless it would be blocking it, because it says, you know, because it says, look, if you have a case where the plant leans out over the ground, it's considered that it's a mechuber, or if the dirt is up and leaning out, so as long as it, some way it can face the ground. So if it's like face, just facing up, you're right. I think so. So Ramalei Abaya L'Rava, Ramalei, Hevel means a heavy air. Ramalei Rav Chiya Bar Rav L'Rav. Either Bayas Rav or Rechia Bar Rav asked Rav. Tanan, Rishimen Poitah Bezeh Bezeh. Sar Mishnah says Rishimen tells whether there's a hole or not, it's Poitah. Amon Nakuv, Lerb Shimon, Kishen Onakuv, Mashule. So even with a hole, it's like a non hole, and it's water. It's Poitah, it's not Chayiv the Reis. Okay? Ramin will ask you a steer in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, so Ein Bein says Ein Bein Nokuv L'Sheino Nokuv Ela L'Hachshus Roim Bilvat. So the only difference in halacha between Nokuv and Eino Nokuv is when it comes to Zroi. So plants, as long as they're attached to the ground, plants are not makabel tumah until they. Food is not foodstuffs which grow from the ground. I'm not makabel tumah until water has been put on them at some point in time. Okay, but obviously when it grows, there's always water being put on it. So as long as it's attached to the ground, it's growing from the ground. There's no din hechsher. Once you detach it from the ground, there's a din hechsher. So now I have a plant growing in a flower pot. Is that considered mukshar or not? So he says over there we differentiate between whether it has a hole or not. If it has a hole, it's considered part of the ground, and therefore it's not mukshar. If it doesn't have a hole, it's not considered part of the ground, and it's it could be mukshar because it's not part of the ground.
So theoretically, could someone growing a flower pot, a tomato plant?
Now, it's the hechsher is a hechsher, and therefore later on, if a tumah would touch it, it'll become tame because. So that, the more sees that as a steer in Rav Shimon, let's hold it here. We'll pick it up. No, Tyson says, "Where's the steer?"